Every once in a while on Bravo Brazos Valley, we like to talk about Texas A&M, not athletics, but all the other stuff. And there's plenty of other stuff at Texas A&M. Did you hear last week it was announced by University President R. Bowen Lofton that the historic, renovated, and expanded Memorial Student Center at A&M is going to reopen next April, April 21st of 2012, and that's several months ahead of schedule. You know, originally, the new MSC was not scheduled to open until the summer of 2012, just before the 2012-2013 academic year started. But now, with an April 21st opening, it'll open a full month before the end of the 2011-2012 academic year. And that's pretty exciting for a lot of students, faculty, and staff who were the special guests at a recent luncheon where they were given a sneak preview inside the still-under-construction 12th Man Hall. Now, President Lofton at this luncheon said that with the facility opening sooner, that reaffirms the promise that was made to students at the time that it closed, that all then-enrolled students would have a chance to utilize, enjoy, and embrace the tradition of the MSC for at least 1 year of their academic career at Texas A&M, and now that's going to happen. We'd like to thank the people over at the University Information for giving us this information. Now, student fees will cover most of the $105 million cost of this renovation, which total has a budget of $120 million. The additional money coming from private fundraising efforts through the Texas A&M Foundation. Eight donors made significant gifts to the project, and they don't mind naming names. Mary W. and James B. Crawley of Norman, Oklahoma. The Gene Deere Estate. Patty and Weldon D. Kruger of College Station, Dorothy and Artie McFerrin, Jr. of Kingwood, the late Lieutenant Colonel Jack H. Murray, Jr., Tricia and L.C. Chaz Neely of San Antonio, Alice A. and Earl A. Nye of Dallas, and Kay and Britt Rice of College Station. Now, the MSC was dedicated April the 21st, 1951. So there is some significance to the date that it will reopen April 21st, 2012, some 61 years later. The MSC was renovated again in the early 1970s, again in the early 1990s, when student enrollment was approximately 32,000. Lofton also expressed a lot of gratitude to Vaughn Construction and Tom Vaughn, the firm's CEO and a 1989 Texas A&M graduate, for their efforts to advance the completion. Now, some new facts about the MSC, and this comes from the website that keeps track of the renovation. It's msclivingtradition.tamu.edu. The renovated area is 321,000 square feet, and there's brand new construction of some 71,000 square feet, so approximately 400,000 square feet total is affected. There's a 16,000 square foot ballroom across from Kyle Field. It'll be fully compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act now, and there'll be high-speed data lines and wireless throughout the building, 24/7 student lounge, a state-of-the-art gaming center, and some 150% more student lounge and activity space. That's just some of the highlights of the new MSC. Again, that website, if you want to keep up with it, see pictures, msclivingtradition.tamu.edu. And I'd like to thank Sherilyn Carroll over at A&M University Information Services for passing along this information. It'll be Muster 2012, April 21st, the opening of the brand new MSC. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.